Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, this is Bucky, and we're back in Beantown for another great show this week. I hope everybody had a great week. We did. Well, Betty and I were all over town doing crazy things. Betty's got her dog walking business, just doing great. And, you know, Boss and Batty and Robo were in great mood. We had a lot of spoon vehicles come in. Mayor Hasbeen was in the garage. And, well, we had a few problems over with Rex and in Vain and Muncher, you know, always trying to, you know, steal our business or create some kind of mischief in town. But overall, it was a very good week, you know. Mayor's trying to get a new school in town, and, you know, and then, of course, Rex doesn't want to see that happen because, you know, he wants everybody to, you know, to stay, to go to work for him at the sand and gravel pit and over there at his auto body place and also his, you know, little scrap metal business. So, you know, he doesn't like to have smart beans around, but we know in Bean Town it's always best to use your bean, trust your heart, and, you know, follow your gut. Well, so why don't we, you know, why don't we get, I love this song. This is a great song. We start off with a little music, and I love these guys. They do such a great song about life, and if you listen to it and kind of follow everything that's in here, then you'd have a really good life. Okay, here it is, The Traveling Wilburys. End of the line.
Well, it's all. Wonder what tomorrow will bring. Maybe a diamond ring. Well, it's all.
show for us.
This is Bucky from Beantown. Hey, are you in love with your car? Well, you will be if you go to the Albrecht Auto Group, Infinity of Norwood, Marlboro Nissan, Milford Nissan, Marlboro Auto Body, and any Woburn Foreign Motors location will bring you to the Albrecht Auto Group, proud sponsors of Beantown Pals. And when you leave the lot, you're sure to be in love with your car. This is Bucky from Beantown. Maybe I'll see you there.
Well, I hope you do get down there. And by the way, we do have a call-in number if anybody's listening and would like to, you know, make a comment, ask a question, you know, talk to Bucky. You might even be able to talk to Boss because sometimes he drops into the studio. Anyway, the number is 347-996-3903. And don't forget.
Use your being, trust your heart. Build your character in being held.
Yeah, use your bean. That's the important thing. Always use that bean, but more importantly, trust that heart. Get it over there and just get right down to it. Well, listen, there we go. Why don't we just go on downtown and see what's happening with Bucky and Betty and all the characters down there. You know, it's race day today, so let's see what's happening.
Well, boys and girls, it's another exciting day in Beantown. Today, Betty gets a big thrill. It's race day, and Boss has invited her to be part of the pit crew. She and Batty and Robo Bean and Boss are going to help Bucky out through the entire race. Let's listen in and see what happens.
Well, Betty, here we are. It's a big day at the race, and, you know, this year when Bucky asked us to kind of pull you into the pit with us, and how's it feel to be in the pit, Betty?
I'm so excited. This is like the best day of my life.
Well, of course. I mean, it's a big day for the race, you know. And Bucky, like I said, we're going to be helping Bucky out. He'll be coming in from time to time as he's going around. We're going to have to change tires and give him a little more gas. And...
Oh, my gosh. I hope he lets me change the tires.
Well, I don't know if we'll let you do that right away, but heck, just the support you give Bucky.
Yeah.
You know how Bucky...
Oh, my God, I even brought a cup of molasses for him when he pulled it to the pit.
Oh, he'll learn a lot that, baby. I think just the fact that you just give him a little rub on patting the head, maybe a little rub on the back, you know, that's going to pump him up a lot, you know.
Yeah, this is, like, so exciting.
Well, looks like there's... well, thank you, baby. Like I say, there's Robo over there in Batty there. They're adjusting all the tools and getting ready with the gas and everything. Looks like we're getting... Wait a minute, Betty. Just kind of calm down a little bit. Looks like they're ready to drop that flag. There it goes. There it goes, Betty.
Go.
Race is on.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, I know. Rex is always out there. Yeah, well, look at... Rex is doing what he always does, isn't he? He's grabbing the lead right away. And looks like Bucky's kind of trying to move
it. Oh, no, there goes Rex again. He's getting so close.
I know. Well, that's Rex's strategy. He likes to pull out front first. I told Bucky this time to lay back. I want him to lay back a little bit and just let's see how he does. Well, there goes one lap.
Oh, what is that over there by the track?
I don't know.
Is that a cheese grater?
I, Betty, I think you're right. It looks like a...
Why is that on the track?
I want to know what the heck that is on the track. You know, wait a minute. I'm afraid that
doesn't look good. And Bucky's coming around.
I know, Betty. I think... Oh, my God. You know what I think is going on here? I think that... I think those two, Vane...
Oh, no, there they are.
Yeah, the villains. I think they're up to their dirty tricks. They try this every year.
They're going to hurt us. They're going to pop Bucky's tires.
Well, if they get that cheese grater on the track, it certainly will. Let me see. Wait a minute. It looks like Vane has got something in his hand there. It looks like... I think that's a remote control.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I think he's trying to roll that thing out with the remote control.
Why would he be doing
that? Well, I think he wants to pop... Bucky's tires.
But if he does that, Bucky won't win.
I know, that's the whole idea. We can't even get over there.
Rex could win.
Wait, it doesn't look like it's working. Wait a minute. He's running over and he's getting out there on the track. Look at this. I think it was... Oh, my... Look at all the spoon races coming right at him.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. It looks like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them got him right back in the head.
Oh, no.
He's all on the track. Look at him.
They're going all over the place.
I know. He's looking a little dazed now. It's taking him a little while to get up. Look at this. Oh, this is going to be good. Because look at Munch is coming around the track in this spoon race.
Oh, he's got... Oh, it looks like...
He's going to get him. He's going to get him. Dane is running around the track. Look like... Whack! Look at that. Oh, look at him go through the air.
Wow. I've never seen anybody fly so high.
I know. Where's he headed for? What's that heck over there? It looks like a vat of molasses.
Oh, my God. I thought that was earlier.
No,
what are they doing?
A vat of molasses. He's heading right... Look at that. Right in the vat of molasses.
Right.
Yeah, you know what I think he was trying to do was pour that molasses on the track.
Oh my gosh, I bet he won't do that again.
No, wait, he's crawling out, though. He's crawling out. What's he headed for now?
Oh, look, it looks so sticky.
Wait a minute, I know, but wait, it looks like a big bunch of popcorn over there. Yeah, and there's a fan. It looks like, I know what he's going to try to do next. He's going to try to blow that
popcorn on the track.
Yeah, so that way Bucky can't see. Let me see what he's, look at him, Betty, he's getting closer. Let me see.
Oh no.
Look at this. He put the fan the wrong way. Now he's all covered.
Oh my gosh.
He's covered in popcorn.
He's like a popcorn ball.
Yeah, look at this. Now he doesn't even know he's going. He's staggering out on the track like that.
Oh, he's got...
And here comes Muncher.
Oh no. He just got hit.
Now he's on the front of Muncher's spoon. Look at the two of them going around like that. No, wait a minute. Let's get back
stuck
to the race. The Bucky's starting to move up on Rex a little bit here. I think he's getting... go ahead, Bucky.
What's the matter? No, there goes Rex.
I know. He's pulling the head. Go, Bucky. Bucky's gaining, though. I think Bucky's going to do it. Rex is out of here to get him. Bucky, come on, Bucky. Come on, Bucky. You can do it. I know. Let's go. Wait a minute. Coming up to the finish line. I think it's Bucky.
I don't want to look.
Bucky. I don't just be like... Well,
I think we're going to be going to the loser circle.
That was too bad. He did good, though.
I'm still going to give him a pat on the back.
Yeah, I know.
And I don't think he's going to want the molasses, I
believe. Well, let's go over and say...
I think I'll drink
second
it.
Place isn't... You know, second place is good, Betty.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's Rex. He's tough to beat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but Rex didn't do it fairly.
I know that. If he didn't have
Bucky
all
Bucky
this...
really won.
I know. That's when the dirty tricks don't...
You
that's
know what
the...
we need to do?
What?
We need to celebrate for the first place, because that's where he really came in.
In our hearts, that's exactly
where he is.
That's right.
He's a first place winner to me all the time.
And cheating never pays off.
No, it doesn't.
That's right. Well, let's go over there, Betty.
Okay.
Well, boys and girls, that was a lot more exciting than we thought. All of those dirty tricks, a cheese grater, molasses, popcorn, and everything backfired, didn't it? Vane and Muncher certainly got what they deserved. And Bucky, so close. He almost beat Rex this time. I'm sure he will in the future. Stay tuned.
Use your bean, trust your heart. Build your character in Beantown.
Yeah, well, you know, I didn't do it this year, but boy, I'm going to do it one of these years. I'm going to beat that Rex. You know, I'm just going to stay with it. You know, and someday he's going to make a mistake, or I'm just going to improve. I think I get, each time I work on Victor in the garage, you know, I make him a little faster, and I change his steering so it's a little quicker and a little more exact. You know, I'm going to zip by him. Someday, that's it. Rex, baby, you're done. So, hey, in the meantime, we have a lot of things. And, you know, why don't we play, you know, just since we're talking about vehicles and spoons and cars and things like that, I have kind of a fun song that I like. It shows how the little guy can beat the big guy.
To my surprise, a little Nash Rambler was following me about one third my size. The guy must have wanted to pass me out as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. I pushed my foot down to the floor to give the guy the shake. But the little Nash Rambler stayed right behind. He still had on his brake. He must have thought his car had more guts as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. My car went into passing gear and we took off with gusts. Soon we were doing 90, must have left him in the dust. When I peeked in the mirror of my car, I couldn't believe my eyes. The little Nash Rambler was right behind, I think that guy could fly. Beep, 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 his horn went beep, beep, beep. Now we're doing 110, this certainly was a race. For a Rambler to pass a caddy would be a big disgrace. The guy must have wanted to pass me out and kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 his horn went beep, beep, beep. Now we're doing 120 as fast as I could go. The Rambler pulled alongside of me as if we're going slow. The fella rolled down his window and yelled for me to hear. Hey buddy, how can I get this car out of second gear?
Woo! I love that. Love that. Yeah. You know, even... Yeah. See, the little guy can sometimes, you know, not always, but a lot of times, you know, little guys, you know, guys in second place, you know, beat the guy in the first place. And here that big old Cadillac had trouble with that little Nash Rambler, which they don't make them anymore. But, boy, this guy just in his little car, I love it. I love it. But, hey, let's hear a little something, another one of our great sponsors.
Hey, Bean Towners. Lance Lagoon, WBEN weatherman for Cloud 9 Candies. In the mood for a heavenly experience? Want to feel like the star you are? Go somewhere over the rainbow? Then you're going to love Cloud 9 Candies' newest creation, Uncle Jerry's Gooey Gumdrops. They're gorgeous. Uncle Jerry's Gooey Gumdrops are created right on location on Cloud 9. All of the finest ingredients and the slightest touch of sweetness go into every drop. So the next time your sweet tooth is screaming for something special, check out Cloud 9 Candies. Their newest creation is Uncle Jerry's Gorgeous Gooey Gumdrops, also in jumbo size, at your grocer's now. Lance Lagoon for Cloud 9 Candies.
Hey, why don't we go downtown and see what's happening in the newsroom?
Good morning, Beantown. Welcome to the WBEAN Morning News. Straight to traffic, as it seems there has been a major accident on Life is a Highway. A spoonload of teen beans were carousing late last night when their vehicle left the road on that steep learning curve and collided with an oaf tree.
Excuse me, Brad, did you say oaf tree?
Yes, I did, Steve. It seems some oaf was in the way as these teens had trouble negotiating that learning curve.
True, Brad. It seems that's a tough spot for teen beans. There have been numerous accidents on the learning curve in the last few weeks.
Well, life is a highway, and it's no easy road for any bean, Steve. Especially those teen beans.
Especially at that particular spot. That learning curve is one tricky turn. You just never know what's coming around the corner, do you, Brad?
That's true, Steve, but once you get past that learning curve, life's highway begins to open up a road of success.
And remember, Brad, when it comes to life's highway and the road to success, there really are no accidents, are there, Brad?
That's true, Steve. No accidents, just lessons. I wonder if those carousing teens will ever learn those lessons.
And moving along, Brad, Mortis reports some severe frosting on Chocolate Cake Boulevard. Commuters should exercise caution there and try not to lickety-split their way through that frosting.
I couldn't have said it better myself, Steve. And our weatherman, Lance Lagoon, predicts there is more icing on the way tonight. We'll be right back to the WBEAN News after these messages.
Hello, Jose Ole's Jumping Bean for Dez Trampolines. Want to jump like a jumping bean? I recommend one of Dez Trampolines. They are on sale now. So hop on down, jump on down, come down in your spoon, but however you get to Dez Trampolines, you're going to jump like a professional jumping bean. Jose Ole.
Are you looking for a true bean experience? Try Benny's Bean Bags, a perfect way to wrap up a long week. Grab a bag, hang out with some really cool beans, and relax.
Deepak Chopra, Bagandhi Kandi. Looking for a transcendental experience? Looking to reach your higher bean, your inner bean, however bean you want to be? Try Gandhi Kandi. So sweet you think you died and go to heaven. Deepak Chopra, Bagandhi Kandi.
Has your Moto Spoon been involved in a mishap, wrecked, or scratched? In need of an estimate or a quote? Been there, done that? Come down to Honest Abe's Auto Body. We'll set you up so you can do it again.
Bernie Brillstein here at the law offices of Weinstein, Beanstein, Goldstein, Silverstein, and Boinstein. Have you been involved in an accident? You got headaches, you got backaches, you got toothache, you got any kind of ache, looking for a good settlement? Don't be a victim. We'll get you back on track. Come on down. We'll see you there at the law offices, Bernstein, Bernstein, Silverstein, Goldstein, and Bernstein.
Welcome back, Beans. In financial news, the legume is higher in strong trading, soy futures are healthy, and dough in general is on the rise. A strike at the soy milk factory has caused things to go sour for executives there. It appears there was a labor dispute between the curds and whey, creating the shutdown and put a lid on things. Industry officials are hoping that President Obina will intervene and put a kibosh on the whole fracas. Some experts say there may be no way out of this mess.
Excuse me, Brad, but did you say kibosh and fracas?
Yes, there is a fracas that needs to be kiboshed.
Okay, just wanted to check on that, Brad.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Brad. Across town, there's more trouble over at the coffee bean strike. Both Colombians and Brazilians are steamed over the recent roasting by management there. Management claims the beans had no grounds for the strike, but things continue to percolate.
On that one, Steve, word just in that the situation is really beginning to brew. Industry official Max Maxwell claims the workers are chock full of nuts on this fair trade issue. Mayor Hasbeen has stepped in and told both sides that negotiations are running latte and wants the strike settled espresso. The mayor accused both sides of milking the situation and is looking to cream a sweet deal.
Are you ready for this one, Brad? Beantown Gasworks has reported higher output for the quarter. Listeners may remember that there was a big stink at the gasworks last year when a gas leak escaped, spilling a huge volume of the precious gas into the atmosphere. Things were quite ripe for some time on that one.
Well, it's obvious the situation has become quite clouded. We'll be right back to the WVEAN News after these messages.
Hello, Dinosaur Mantra, for Dinosaur Mantra's Dynamite Vitamin D. Then Dragon Lightly, Bogged Down, Bones Weary, Feeling Like a Skeleton, Out of Date. Then try Dinosaur Mantra's Dynamite Vitamin D at drugstores everywhere.
Uncle Rex here for Uncle Rex's weekly wrinkle workout. Looking like a wreck, feeling like a heap, stuck in a rut, body need work, face need lifting, why not try Uncle Rex's weekly wrinkle workout? We can work out any wrinkle wrecking your look. Rex of Rex Rex here. Tired of fruits and vegetables? Too many vitamins? Not enough sugar and fat? Time to dine at the Pig Out Cafe. Join Vane, Muncher, and me at the Pig Out Cafe. Ask for our early bean menu. We offer the greasiest, least nutritious, and slimiest food in town. That's the Pig Out Cafe. This is Rex of Rex Towing and Wrecking. You have a wreck spoon or just wrecked credit? We're having a tough luck sale on all unclaimed wrecked motor spoons. Vehicles towed to our lot today, sold to you tomorrow. Cash and carry on.
And now we send it back to Steve for what can only be described as a fishy situation.
Well, about this one, Brad, the cat burglar has been at it again. The owner of Sam's Fish Market claims over 500 clams were dug out of the store's cooler last night. Officer Lima says it may not be the work of the cat burglar since the cat does not steal for the clams, but more for the halibut.
Well, either way, Steve, it sounds like a heist that will tip the scales. This just into Beantown News, the Cocoa Beans have announced that they are fed up working with marshmallows. They claim the marshmallows are all fluff and no substance. They are tired of taking all the heat while the marshmallows simply skim the surface. What more do you have on this, Steve?
Well, Chuck Cocoa of the Cocoa Contractors commented that any chance of the Cocoa Contractors consenting to a new contract are cruelly comical.
And Mr. Cocoa continued, Cocoa Beans are constantly harassed by the Cappuccino family to make concessions that could hurt the Cocoa family interests.
The WBAN news team tried to obtain an interview with the Carlo Cappuccino of the Cappuccino Cosa, but the Carlo's consigliere, Carmen, declined.
Officer Lima expressed his fear that the Cocoa and Cappuccino conflict could break out into a full-scale battle of the beans. He continued his assertion by contending that the Cappuccino family is really a front for the Giant and his shenanigans gang. Carmine Carmelo Cappuccino is being sought about his role in the murder of a simple cup of coffee. Lorenzo Lucky Latte is also under investigation, as well as the Starbucco organization's involvement in the murder of that same simple cup of coffee.
Boy, there's a lot of news going on downtown, isn't there? And hey, how about those commercials? You know, that Rex, I don't know, he keeps buying time and commercials because he wants the business and... You know, I guess there's people who go, you know, everybody has their own favorites. And, you know, we're not going to knock the competition, but, you know, more power to them. But, you know, we're doing great down at the garage. So please, don't forget, this is inspection week. Wow. Come on down and get your vehicle inspected, and we'll be glad to do stuff for you. So anyway, hey, nice new song. I like this one.
There's no way to say this song about someone else. Every time you're not in my arms, I start to lose myself. Someone please pass me my shades. Don't let them see me down. You have taken over my days. So tonight I'm going out. Yet I'm still alive. There is no better place than right by your side. I had a little
goodbyes, but you're the only one on my mind. La di di la da da do, da da to me, da da to you. La di di la da da do, there's only me, there's only you. La di di la da da do, da da to me, da da to you. La di di la da da do, when you was gone, I think of you. All this place is packed with people, but your face is all I see. And the music's way too loud. Your voice won't let me be. So many pretty girls around, they're just dressing to impress. But the thought of you alone is got me running. I don't know what to say next.
Feeling like there is no better place than right by your side. I had a little taste and I only told you the party anyway. Cause all the girls are looking fine, but you're the only one on my mind.
La di di la da da do, da da to me, da da to you. La di di la da da do, there's only me, there's only you. La di di la da da do, da da to me, da da to you. La di di la da da do, when you was gone, I think of you. La di di la da da do, da da to me, da da to you. La di di la da da do, there's only me, there's only you. La di di la da da do, da da to me, da da to you. Pretend the night is so beautiful. Take a photo with the bros. La da di la da da do. They won't see through my disguise. Right here behind my eyes, replaying in my mind. La da da.
Wow, that was a good one, huh? Hey, you know, like I said, there's a lot of things happening this week. If, you know, school is back in. You know, it's always rough when school starts, isn't it, guys and gals? You know, I mean, but it is what it is, right? I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, that's kind of it. But it does, you know, it just kind of, every time it happens, it does get a little weird. Yes, Steve?
Summertime's over, so now I must take up my backpack, go to school on the bus. This year's gonna be wicked hard, that's what all the kids said. And I heard that my teacher has got horns on her head. Back to school. On summer vacation, I forget how to add. I forget how to write my own name, and it's making me sad. I got a new haircut for school, though I comb it won't stay. The whole month of September is gonna be a bad hair day. Back to school. In the classroom on that fateful birthday morn, the teacher is taking attendance, but I don't see any horns. She gets to my name on the list, I stutter once or twice. She just smiles and says, it's okay. Hey, my new teacher is nice. This is gonna be a great year. She reads us a story that makes everyone laugh. She passes out jelly beans to add and subtract in math. Summer vacation may be over and done, but learning in school will be a lot of fun. Back to school, back to school.
Remind you to check out our website, www.beantownpals.com.
Wow, you know, well, probably some of you know that I haven't seen Betty a lot lately. You know, she's a little busy down at the Double Dip, and she's putting her band together. And, you know, she's doing her roller derby. You know, she's just, and, you know, she's got that new dog walking business, and she's just a busy, busy gal. And so, you know, I miss her, but, you know, also I like to, you know, to have female friends. And so I've been, you know, looking for a little company, but it's not easy out there. In fact, let me, I was down at the Clock Pod last week, and I actually recorded my story about trying to find a good damsel.
Hey, boys and girls. Bucky's down at the Crockpot trying out his new stand-up routine. Let's go down and see what happens.
So the other night, I'm in my bean pot, and I'm kind of all alone and lonely, so I decided to get on my computer and surf the net, and all of a sudden, I came on this site called damselsindistress.com. It was for females who were kind of desperate, so I figured, hey, Bucky, you know, you got a chance here. So I got on, and all of a sudden came on this profile that said Snow White. So I tried to connect, but all I got was an error message that said that I was on a PC, and in order to see Snow White, I needed an Apple. So I got a little frustrated and decided to let off a little steam. So I went out and beat up the fiery dragon next door. Next day, I found out it was my neighbor's gas grill. So I felt a little guilty, so I went down to Home Depot to replace it. And when I got there, I saw three little pigs in the construction department. One was buying bricks, and the other was buying lumber, and one was buying straw because it was on sale. And the other two told him he was silly, so he cried, wee, 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 all the way home. We were all doing okay until we walked into the garden department and saw a big bad wolf buying a giant Huff and Puff leaf blower. So the pig with the brick says, I think I'm okay, but if I were you, I'd upgrade my home insurance. And that pig cried, wee, 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 all the way home. So I got in my spoon and I drove downtown to the hood. Well, to be specific, it's Little Red Riding Hood. It can be a little rough, but it's where my grandmother lives. So my grandmother was just coming back from a date with a rapper known as the Big Bad Wolf. You know, the one with the latest hit single, Huffin' and Puffin', you know, Till I Blow Your House Down. And all of a sudden, I ran out of gas, so I got on my cell phone to call a taxi. Instead, a giant coach pulled up with four coachmen. We got about a block before it turned into a pumpkin. So now I'm standing on the street with this pumpkin and a glass slipper on my foot. Next, a Lamborghini pulls up with a prince in it, and he's got the other one. So he says, jump in. So I did. And I said, what kind of prince are you? And he said, I'm not. I'm an artist formerly known as Prince. So now I'm staying in his place. It's a gated community known as Happily Ever After. And it's kind of nice because it keeps out the giants, wolves, and dragons. And the best part, it's right next to that gated community where all the damsels in distress live. But they got a giant fence that keeps us out. And we got a lot of glass slippers that we just ordered. So it's not working out so good for us. So the next thing is I get a phone call from my mother telling me she threw out all the beans I got when I sold the cow. And now we got a giant weed problem in the backyard.
And I went home and investigated. Sure enough, it was loaded. So I climbed to the top to see how bad it was, and I ended up in the clouds. And so there's this giant castle right in front of me. And so I said to the groundskeeper, hey, who lives here? And he says, it's a sleeping giant. And I said, that's what I thought you were going to say. And I said, I suppose next you're going to tell me that he's got a giant goose that lays golden eggs. And he said to me, not only that, he's got a harp that plays all by itself. And all of a sudden I get goosebumps because I hear this voice saying, fee, fi, fo, fum. And I'm thinking, hey, Jack, it's time to run. And so I hate to admit it, but I cried, wee, 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 all the way home. Hey, that's all my time, folks. Thanks a lot.
Boy, that Bucky sure is one funny guy, huh? Talking about Snow White and damsels in distress and pumpkins and princes and then finding out that all of the beans were tossed away and he ended up in a castle in the clouds with the giant and the goose that laid the golden eggs. Pretty funny stuff. Well, stay tuned.
Hey, baby, jump over here when you do the ooby-dooby. I want to be the ooby-dooby. Ooby-dooby. Ooby-dooby, ooby-dooby. Ooby-dooby-doo, wally, wally, wally. Well, you wiggle to the left, you wiggle to the right.
Give it a try.
No. Try not. Do. Or do not. There is no try.
Wow. Listen to that. You know what he's saying? He says you just keep doing it until it happens. You don't just try and give up. You just got to keep at it. And you just have to know that what you're going to do is going to work. So that's it. You know, he's got a lot of great things to say. Here's another
here
one.
Is the path to the dark side. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering.
Wow, huh? That makes sense, doesn't it? You know, fear over certain things is okay, but to be going around being afraid all the time really doesn't help you out much. In fact, like you said, it leads to anger, and then anger leads to hate, and hate leads to suffering. One more from Yoda.
Rejoice for those around you who transform into the Force. Mourn them, do not. Miss them, do not. Attachment leads to jealousy. The shadow of greed, that is.
What must I do, Master Yoda?
Train yourself to let go of everything you fear to lose.
Well, he's one smart guy, isn't he, boy? He just said, you know, again, there's that big fear bugaboo, that big ooby-dooby, big thing, bad fear. And, you know, if you just let go and don't worry and trust that something's going to kind of help you out, you know, it usually does. Hey, for those who have a birthday out there, I got a list in front of me. I got a list of Caroline, and we want to wish you a happy birthday. And to Emmett, happy birthday to you. And to Alyssa, happy birthday to you. And Brad, and happy birthday to you. And Liana, happy birthday to you. And Bobby out there, happy birthday to you. And everybody else who's having a birthday today.
You're never too young to make a difference. If I find a problem, I'm going to find a way over the problem. A lot of people don't know that there's hunger in the United States. They don't know it's in their home neighborhood. I'm trying to help those who need it.
When we wash our hands, the half of the water gets wasted. So I made this invention and thought about this problem.
I feel a bit sad because it's not really nice having all this rubbish in the ocean. There's paper, there's bottles.
If I could make an invention that could take out all the rubbish in the ocean, I'd make a giant sieve.
It's called my daily idea book, and it's coming from my heart and my head. This is where I make my inventions. It's just the prototypes. But someday we actually are going to make them into real inventions.
I'm making a robot. It's going to have a dustbin next to it with some rubbish.
My ideal world is where there's no littering, no pollution.
If I would be the Prime Minister of India, in one house there should be one tap and water should come from that tap.
Stomp out world hunger. If you give food to somebody, you can really show them that they're loved.
There needs to be a change. Definitely possible.
If you just try, yeah.
You can't connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect them looking backwards. So you have to trust that the dots will somehow connect in your future. You have to trust in something, your gut, destiny, life, karma, whatever. Because believing that the dots will connect down the road will give you the confidence to follow your heart, even when it leads you off the well-worn path. And that will make all the difference.
What would you like to do if money were no object? How would you really enjoy spending your life? Well, it's so amazing. As a result of our kind of educational system, crowds of students say, well, we'd like to be painters, we'd like to be poets, we'd like to be writers, but as everybody knows, you can't earn any money that way. Or another person says, well, I'd like to live an out-of-doors life and ride horses. If you say that getting the money is the most important thing, you will spend your life completely wasting your time. You'll be doing things you don't like doing in order to go on living, that is to go on doing things you don't like doing, which is stupid. Better to have a short life that is full of what you like doing than a long life spent in a miserable way. And after all, if you do really like what you're doing, it doesn't matter what it is, you can eventually turn it, you can eventually become a master of it. The only way to become a master of something is to be really with it. And then you'll be able to get a good fee for whatever it is. But it's absolutely stupid to spend your time doing things you don't like in order to go on spending things you don't like and doing things you don't like and to teach your children to follow in the same track. And so, therefore, it's so important to consider this question. What do I desire?
Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Everything else is secondary. You've got to find what you love, and that is as true for work as it is for your lovers. Your work is going to fill a large part of your life, and the only way to be truly satisfied is to do what you believe is great work. And the only way to do great work is to love what you do. If you haven't found it yet, keep looking, and don't settle. As with all matters of the heart, you'll know when you find it. And like any great relationship, it just gets better and better as the years roll on. So keep looking. Stay hungry, stay foolish.
Next week, and we'll do some more.
Use your feet, trust your heart, build your